Well, now that this year's elections are over, the political world is starting to gear up for the 2014 contest. Governor Cuomo is expected to seek another term, and so far, no one has officially said that they will run against him. We'll get more on this story from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Governor Cuomo sounded like he was in campaign mode the day after Election Day when he celebrated the passage of a casino gambling amendment that he had pushed for.
Are we fired up today?
Cuomo focused on an important issue for any politician or candidate, economic development, which he says the new casinos will bring.
The message is simple. This is a huge win for the state of New York.
It will be weeks before the governor makes an official announcement on any reelection plans. But already, the chair of the state's Republican Party is criticizing Cuomo and his management style. GOP chair Ed Cox delivered a scathing speech in Buffalo, where he called the governor a risk-averse, calculating politician who appoints too many commissions and then controls them behind the scenes. Cox spoke at a natural gas industry lobby meeting where he said Cuomo was dithering on a decision about allowing fracking in New York by continuing to say he's waiting for his health commissioner to finish a review.
The governor, on issue after issue, avoids responsibility by appointing a task force, a commission, a committee, or a team. In this case, it's his own health commissioner. And he says, well, it's really all the fault of the health commissioner. It's all up to him. He needs to complete his health study. And I'm not going to talk to him. I want it all to be about science. Well, if you believe that, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn that I'll sell you for a very modest sum.
Polls show the public's evenly split on fracking, and it's unlikely Cuomo will decide before the November 2014 elections. A spokesman for the state's Democratic Party, which the governor heads, issued a response calling Cox's speech part of a Tea Party tour. Spokesman Rodney Capel also insulted Cox's late father-in-law, saying Cox's tactics are straight out of the playbook of former President Richard Nixon. So far, though, Republicans don't have a candidate to face Cuomo in next year's election. Possible names mentioned include Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. Astorino, until Election Day this year, was busy seeking another term in office, which he successfully won. Steve Greenberg, a spokesman for Siena College, which polls extensively on political races, says the GOP will need someone at the top of the ticket soon.
It is going to become incumbent upon the Republicans over the course of the next month or two to really start identifying candidates, and not just against Andrew Cuomo, but against Tom DiNapoli, the state controller, Eric Schneiderman, the attorney general, start lining up candidates for state Senate and assembly and Congress, and there the Democrats have to, you know, start moving the ball as well.
And Governor Cuomo may be stealing a traditional Republican issue for next year's race. Cuomo has said some kind of tax cuts will be on his agenda next year. He's even tapped a former GOP governor, George Pataki, to head his tax-cutting commission. It will report back in December. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.